How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome, it's Eric Erickson here across the United States of America. The phone number, should you wish to be on the program, 877-973-7425. We have a lot to discuss. Of course, there's so much happening. I want to start out of the gate with a piece from Charles Cook at National Review. He makes a very good point that I think needs to be reiterated because of the situation we are in, and it's kind of remarkable what we are witnessing, this wild and rapid pivot back towards the Obama, or towards the Harris, Obama, Joe Biden cult of personality in the press. It's actually kind of wild to see just how quickly this pivot has happened. None of us should be surprised by it, by the way. None of us should be surprised. As I mentioned yesterday, they are returning to humping the leg of the president or of Kamala Harris. And now they're praising Joe Biden as they stand around essentially the chalk outline of Joe Biden that they themselves caused. They're back to cheering it on. It was fun having a press corps for a month, writes Charles Cook in National Review. I wonder if America's press might be willing to spare at least one of the journalists who are now trying to turn Kamala Harris into the second coming of Jesus Christ and keep him working on the continuing story of Joe Biden, who, if they hadn't forgotten, is still the serving president of the United States and will be for the next 6 months. I had predicted that as soon as the media got what it wanted, which was improving the electoral fortunes of the Democratic Party and nothing else besides, it would drop its sudden interest in telling the truth about Biden's health and move on. But good Lord, when one sees it happen, those predictions don't make it any less jarring. If one were to plot the last 3 months on a timeline, one would end up with an extremely long line marked Defend Joe Biden, followed by a short line marked Get Joe Biden Out Because He's Losing, followed by a new line marked Defend Kamala Harris. That trajectory marks many things, but none of them are journalism. And the thing is, this really, really matters. As I've noted ad nauseum, the press's insistence that it did not know that Joe Biden was in such bad shape implies that it was fooled and fooled by the White House in what New York Magazine describes as a conspiracy. Is it going to investigate that? Is it interested in finding out what happened here? Is it going to ask Kamala Harris why she lied her head off on television? It's Charles Cook in National Review. He's not wrong. The latest is over Kamala Harris' border czar, and you can tell it's coordinated. Tom Cotton was interviewed by a reporter on CNN who was asked about Kamala Harris, and he mentioned being the border czar. They immediately shot back. She was not the border czar. She was not named border czar. They sure are defensive in coordination of protecting Kamala Harris at this moment, now that they've got Joe Biden out of the race, and it shows you what Republicans are up against, and yet they still win, and the media has exposed itself as partisan hacks, not as tellers of truth. So I want to put this in perspective for you. Back in 2021, Joe Biden put Kamala Harris in charge of the border. It was such a big announcement, it was even parodied in Saturday Night Live.
Hey, how are you? Hey, did y'all catch my press conference? It was so easy. A lot of critics thought I wasn't mentally prepared enough, but I think I proved them all wrong. Yeah. Oh, Kamala, not sure if you heard, but I'm putting you in charge of solving a little immigration problem down at the Mexican border.
Yes, I did hear that. Wow. Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah. Such a fun, solvable problem. And what are you in charge of?
Moi? Giving out checks. Who wants stimmies? Woo! Make it rain. This is a nor'easter, a stimmy nor'easter.
Even Saturday Night Live parodied Kamala Harris being in charge of the border. Wasn't just Saturday Night Live. Axios reported at the time about Kamala Harris going to Guatemala, and they wrote, the number of unaccompanied minors crossing the border has reached crisis levels. Harris, appointed by Biden as border czar, said she would be looking at the root causes that drive migration. Our focus is to deal with the root causes, and I am looking forward to traveling, hopefully, as my first trip to the Northern Triangle, stopping in Mexico and then going to Guatemala, Harris said at a virtual roundtable with experts. Quote again from Axios in 2021, quote, Harris, appointed by Biden as border czar. That's Axios. A supposed mainstream news site wrote that in 2021. This is the same Axios today. The Trump campaign and Republicans have tagged Harris repeatedly with the border czar title, which she never actually had. So is it 2021 when Axios is Harris appointed by Biden as border czar, or 2024 when now they say Harris is the border czar title, which she never actually had? Which is it, Axios? Which Axios should we believe? The one gargling water for Kamala Harris, or the one that was actually saying she was the border czar in 2021? What changed, Axios, other than she's now the Democratic candidate and you got to hump her leg? What exactly changed? What exactly changed with the media? CNN in 2021 is saying Joe Biden put Kamala Harris in charge of solving the immigration problem at the border. They're like, she was never the border czar. That's not the official interpretation. She was not given that title. Does she need the title? Because here's the definition of czar: a person appointed by government to advise on and coordinate policy in a particular area. Here's Steph Kite of Axios. In March 24th, 2021, Biden puts Harris in charge of border crisis. And it's the same reporter today who says she was never called the border czar. Her own publication called Kamala Harris the border czar. It's a big enough news story that Saturday Night Live runs a skit about Joe Biden, where in 2021, you should note, they have him forgetting his lines and having to read off a note card. That's in 2021. Remember, in October of 2021, Joe Biden went to Congress to speak to a gathering of Democrats about the bipartisan infrastructure bill that was passed and to champion it. And he spent 30 minutes rambling and losing his train of thought. In October of 2021 was the last time Joe Biden ever gathered with Democrats. His White House team shielded him. And the media asked no questions. Oliver Darcy is the media reporter at CNN. He had the audacity yesterday to write a piece claiming that it's a lie that the media was covering for Joe Biden. And, of course, the Washington Post op-ed columnist said, yes, this is so true. Of course, we were asking tough questions. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. In October of 2021, Joe Biden became shielded from everyone, according to the Wall Street Journal, and no one in the press asked questions. In fact, y'all defended him. You called all the Republican videos of Joe Biden losing his train of thought and wandering around stages and getting lost and looking disoriented as cheap fakes and deep fakes. You covered for him, and now you're covering for Kamala Harris. it's not going to be a surprise if there's a bump in the polling for Kamala Harris out of the gate. In fact, the Trump campaign wrote a memo several months ago saying that Kamala Harris, if she were to enter the race, would get a bump. They've reiterated that now. There's jubilation on the Democratic side. As I pointed out to you guys weeks ago, the reason Joe Biden cratered in the polling was not so much independents as it was Democrats fleeing him, hoping to bring his poll numbers down enough that he got out of the race. It worked. Those Democrats have come back. So Kamala Harris has bumped up. But, you know, there have been some media polls out in the last 48 hours showing a surge of Kamala Harris ahead of Trump. Maybe they're true. It's voter enthusiasm, Democratic consolidation. It's not that the polls are wrong. It's that you got to understand what's happening on the ground. Democrats are suddenly re-enthused. Wait until they get to know Kamala Harris. But there's something I think is far notable that has been left out of the conversation. Last Monday, the Biden team conducted a series of polls in a number of states to assess whether Biden should get out of the race. According to the press at the time reporting this, according to people I've talked to familiar with the polling, Biden didn't just look at his strengths against Donald Trump, but he looked at Kamala Harris's as well. That polling came back on Friday. Joe Biden over the weekend analyzed it, and Joe Biden got out of the race. Do you really think, do you really, really, truly believe if the internal Biden polling that was leaked to tell us Joe Biden is in an unrecoverable position and needed to get out? Do you really think if the same polling showed Kamala Harris ahead, we would hear about it? We wouldn't hear about it? Because we haven't heard about it. What I've heard about it from the people I know who are familiar with the polling showed Kamala Harris loses to Donald Trump too. In fact, the same Biden polling shows the same thing as all the other polling, that anyone who voters believe was complicit in covering up Joe Biden's condition, they don't like. That would be Kamala Harris. Now you've got the media circling the wagons around Kamala Harris in the same way they did around Joe Biden. They're defending her. You know, the Associated Press I mentioned yesterday did the fact check on Kamala Harris being Willie Brown's side chick. Well, yes, but he was separated at the time, and everybody knew they were cheating on, they were in an affair. Yeah, that makes it better. They're doing everything they can to cover for Kamala Harris. But here's the thing, before you panic. Joe Biden was losing this race with the media protecting him. Joe Biden was losing to Donald Trump 3 months ago when the media could barely speak because their mouth was full of Joe Biden. The same thing now with Kamala Harris. The same thing now. And the internal Biden polling shows she loses to Trump. In fact, the Biden campaign didn't leak the Kamala Harris polling. What they did do is whispered to reporters who wrote stories saying the Biden team doesn't believe she can beat Donald Trump. She's too flawed. That was the story we got. It was not a coincidence in Joe Biden's letter he didn't endorse Kamala Harris. It took him 30 minutes later via tweet. But she's their nominee now. She's their nominee. The Trump campaign's got to focus. They can't take it for granted. She could win. As I've said earlier, Biden could have won. I think Biden's actually a stronger nominee than Harris. Biden could have won the race still. People do not like Donald Trump. You may like Donald Trump. The American people do not. And now the Democrats have changed their candidate. The problem is they changed their candidate to the wrong candidate, but nonetheless, they changed their face. You got to be mindful of that. You got to be mindful of that. But the fact that the media has rushed to defend Kamala Harris at the border czar issue tells you how sensitive this is. They anticipated the attack immediately and used members of the press to defend Kamala Harris, and the members of the press are willing to embarrass themselves by having claimed she's the border czar and now say, no one ever called her the border czar. We didn't pay no attention to what we said in 2021. It tells you this is a serious vulnerability for Kamala Harris at a time immigration remains the number one issue. She's entirely beatable, and the media doing stuff like this actually will help Donald Trump beat her.
Want to be on the show?
Hello?
I love your show.
Call Eric now at 877-973-7425. Want Eric's weekly recipes? They're super delicious. Text recipe to 33777 now.
Welcome back. It's Eric Erickson here. Y'all, I met Michael Jackson last night. So I was at the Braves game that got rained out with my buddy Jim Goldman from Priority Jet. He invited me to go. They've got Delta Club seats. Boy, those are nice seats. One day I'll get some. They were nice seats. So we hung out inside. They've got a little restaurant area. And met a listener named Michael Jackson. He's such a Braves fan. He has the Braves A tattooed on his forearm. And then met some other nice people. But I got to tell you, I had two separate individuals. I was walking through the Battery headed to the Braves game last night, which for those of you not in Atlanta, is a beautiful, wonderfully designed restaurants, retail area in this park outside the Braves Stadium. So you can go hang out at a restaurant. You can go shopping. It's very nicely done. I grabbed a beer from one of the local restaurants and was walking towards the gate with the Braves. And one guy stopped me and he wanted to know why I wasn't talking about the framing of Donald Trump by the FBI and the CIA. That he thinks they've been framing Trump for the last 8 years. Just kind of dismissed it. Walked not maybe 30 steps further, and a separate man came up to me and says, "I listen to you all the time, and I heard what you said about the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but don't you actually know that it was the CIA that did it?" And then he said, "Why aren't you talking about this, that it was the CIA?" And y'all, I got a beer in hand. I'm having a good time. I said, "Well, I don't want to get shot." And I laughed. He was not laughing. He was serious. And so I looked at him and I says, "I honestly don't believe that the CIA found a malcontented 20-year-old who's a bad shot to try to kill Donald Trump." And I started to say, and I didn't say it, I did not say it. Didn't say it, but I started to say, "I mean, look what they did with Kennedy." Did not say that. This guy was serious, and I just told him I had to disagree. And then I turned and left very quickly. And that is when I first confronted Mr. Michael Jackson, who saved me from having to talk to these other people who were convinced that the CIA was in a plot. Mr. Michael Jackson was a very nice guy. I told him my son's favorite Michael Jackson joke. Okay, how do you know when it's bedtime at Michael Jackson's house? When the big hand touches the little hand. My son loves that joke, and it's a clean Michael Jackson joke. There aren't too many you can tell. Poor old Michael Jackson. My goodness gracious. This guy, though, he owned it. He owned his name. It was great. He was a super nice guy. All right, 877-973-7425. Before I get out of here, I got to tell you about Hillsdale College. You know, all of this crazy college stuff that's happening in the country, you don't find it at Hillsdale College. You don't find it there. What you find at Hillsdale College is excellence in education. And around the country, the elementary and secondary level, they have great classical education programs for schools that they've developed. And you can help support their mission to educate Americans by going to ericforhillsdale.com. ericforhillsdale.com. It's a fantastic institution. Have you ever met a student who went to Hillsdale College? Some of my great friends are Hillsdale College grads. With the exception of Raz, they're all fantastic, smart people. Really enjoy helping Hillsdale College. ericforhillsdale.com. ericforhillsdale.com. You can go there. You can support them. Your donation is 100% tax deductible, and you're helping them spread classical education down to the elementary and secondary level in the United States, including in public schools. ericforhillsdale.com. They're a great institution to support.
He's got the courage to tell you the truth, even when it isn't popular. You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. The phone number is 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program, I would be delighted to have you. But you're going to have to be patient with me because I want to play you an advertisement. And it's, you got to hear it. This is, to me, important. And I want to preface it with this. Attacking Kamala Harris as a DEI candidate, it may be true, but focus grouping Democrats show black voters don't particularly care for Kamala Harris. But if you call her a DEI candidate, they get offended. So, yes, it's true. Joe Biden picked Kamala Harris because he wanted a black female, and he said as much. She's a DEI pick. But when you say that, black voters get offended and defensive. They don't like Kamala Harris. You draw them to her. It's a dumb, dumb attack to do based on the focus grouping of black voters. You talk about Kamala Harris and the cover-up of Joe Biden, and you make that the issue. That's one issue, but it can't be the predominant issue on Kamala Harris. You talk about Kamala Harris's father's family owning slaves in Jamaica. Well, it's not really one that you can level against Kamala Harris. Not her fault what her ancestors did. Even as she tries to make the case of systemic racism in the United States because of our ancestors, not really a viable attack on Kamala Harris. It gets your base excited. It doesn't persuade anyone else. But there is an attack on Kamala Harris that is very viable. And not only is it viable against Kamala Harris, it's viable against all the Democrats. You take Kamala Harris and you make this attack against Kamala Harris, it becomes an attack that puts every Democrat down ballot from her on defense. This is an advertisement from Dave McCormick. He's running for the Senate against Bob Casey in Pennsylvania. He begins with video of Bob Casey endorsing Kamala Harris. This is the ad.
Kamala Harris is inspiring and very capable. The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
The nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
Would you ban offshore drilling?
Yes.
What is the solution for voters in the fossil fuel industry?
Giving the workers an ability to transition.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented cross borders criminals. That's correct.
Raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime across the border without documentation.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah. Is that a position you agree with?
And we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Would you support changing the dietary guidelines?
The food pyramid. What people
yes.
Are
yes.
To reduce red meat specifically.
Yes.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
So for people out there who like their insurance, well, they don't get to keep it.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
I am opposed to any policy that would deny any human being public health, period.
The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
Her cackle at the end. Y'all. So you've got her. She's in favor of open borders. She's in favor of health care for illegal aliens. She believes that murderers on death row should have a conversation about allowing them to vote. She believes in defunding the police. She believes in changing the food pyramid to discourage the consumption of red meat to save the planet. She wants to get rid of fracking. You know, the irony is that the Marcellus Shale there in Pennsylvania, where there's so much natural gas, also a lithium hub, and we know that the lithium is there because of the recoverables from the fracking and the testing of the water there. You get rid of the fracking, you get rid of the lithium, the ability to get the lithium, you wipe out an entire industry for the Green New Deal. She doesn't even care. She also wants to transition people out of fossil fuel jobs. She also doesn't believe it should be a crime to cross the border. This is the attack on Kamala Harris. The Cook Political Index rated her the most liberal senator when she was in the Senate. She favors defunding the police. She favored bailing out the rioters in Wisconsin. She favors using government power to force you to give up red meat. She favors allowing murderers and terrorists the right to vote. She favors government health care for illegal aliens, opening the border, decriminalizing crossing the border. This is Kamala Harris. This is her record. You don't have to throw slurs her way. You don't have to say she's a DEI candidate. You don't have to talk about her Marxist father who was a Marxist economist. You don't have to talk about her family history of slavery. You don't have to talk about all of those things. You can talk about her record. Make it her record. The Joe Biden cover-up is part of her record, but it's one small part of her record. You go after Kamala Harris by taking on her record. And then you have to do something else. If you're the Trump campaign, I want you to listen closely here. Let me come in close to my microphone. Shh. Listen. Listen. Don't doubt me on this. Stop talking about a stolen election, please. It may incite you. It may anger you. It may nurse a grievance or a grudge. Nobody else cares. Nobody cares about your 2,000 mules. Nobody cares about your super secret obtained cell phone data showing shenanigans. Nobody cares except you and Donald Trump. And to the extent Donald Trump keeps focusing on the past, Kamala Harris gets to focus on the future. And the candidate who sells a vision of the future is a candidate who's going to be treated credibly by the voters. So let go of the grievance. Let go of the past complaints. Let go of your righteous indignation and assurance that you are right and the rest of us are wrong. It doesn't matter except to you. No one cares except for you. And to the extent that's all you can talk about or want to talk about or disproportionately talk about, everybody else tunes you out as crazy and angry and irrelevant. Talk about the future. Talk about low taxes. Talk about reducing inflation. Talk about economic revival. Talk about education revival. Talk about school choice. Talk about crime. Talk about securing the border. Talk about finally building the wall. Talk about the future. Talk about the ideas of the future. You got to be future looking, not past grievance looking. If Trump can do that, he can win. If he can go after Kamala Harris for her issues, and he should. Did you know Kamala Harris was on the record in favor of defunding the police? Kamala Harris paid the bail to get rioters out of prison in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The scars are still there in the downtown area, and the firebomb businesses and the shattered glass. The scars of the riots are still there, and Kamala Harris paid the bail to get those people out of jail while saying the police were the bad guys who needed to be defunded. You don't think that won't matter in Wisconsin that remembers the riots? Kamala Harris wants to put people out of work in Pennsylvania, let them transition to something else. Kamala Harris wants your tax dollars to go to pay for the public health care of illegal aliens who cross the border, who she no longer wants to say broke the law. Kamala Harris wants to use the power of the government to force you to give up your hamburger and your grill outs. She's on the record. She's on the record. Go after her record. Go after her far-left progressivism. Go after her California values. Democratic consultants, Republicans were all about, oh, it's going to be Gavin Newsom, it's going to be Gavin Newsom, it's going to be Gavin Newsom. And I think I was the only conservative talk radio show host telling you it's not going to be Gavin Newsom. It's not going to be Gavin Newsom. All the conservative talk show hosts, it's going to be Gavin Newsom. All the Fox News hosts, it's going to be Gavin Newsom. It's not going to be Gavin Newsom. I knew it wasn't going to be Gavin Newsom. Do you know how I know? Because much to the chagrin of some, I maintain friendships with Democrats across the political spectrum and at the upper echelons of that party. And you know what they all told me? It can't be Gavin Newsom because we know he's too progressive. He's too far out of touch with people. And Americans don't want America to become like California. And I told y'all, if you listen to me about this stuff, you are way smarter than your friends listening to other talk radio show hosts who were telling you it was going to be Gavin Newsom. And they all did. Because that was the herd. That was the talking point of the herd on social media. Gavin Newsom wants it. Gavin Newsom's going to get it. Wasn't going to be Gavin Newsom because he's too progressive. But so is Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris has that record too. Go after her on that record. Don't be distracted by the other stuff. Go after her record. Her record is invaluable. She not only went on the record with votes, Kamala Harris also has stated all of these crazy things. And every time she speaks, she sounds like woke Marxist poetry. She's going to be unburdened by what was. We can unburden ourselves of Kamala Harris if we focus on her record. And we have a sneaking little thing working for us behind the scenes. The number of Democrats who privately think she's a weak candidate, who would rather suffer four more years of Donald Trump than risk her as the incumbent and preclude themselves from office until after 2032. Yeah, she's going to be undermined by her own side who don't like her. They know she's too far left. They know she's out of touch. We need to tell the American people. And right now, if you're on the Trump campaign, she's having a honeymoon. Her poll numbers are up because the Democrats have gotten united and excited. Define her now. You got all this money in the bank. Define her now. If the Dave McCormick campaign in Pennsylvania can put out an ad like that, you can too. Get it out there now. Define her by her far left record before she gets the chance of a further honeymoon. Rush out there now. To do any less is malpractice. Go out there, rush, define her, expose her record, make sure the American people know this is who you want, and this woman is as culpable for inflation as Joe Biden, and this woman covered up Joe Biden. You'll win if you do it. One of the groups out there helping do these things is Americans for Prosperity. They're educating voters on where their candidates stand on the issues. They're educating Americans on the big issues, and they're educating Americans on the advance for freedom in this country. Americans for Prosperity is the largest grassroots group on the right. They're the leading grassroots group on the right. And the thing that they do is they go into the states and they educate activists on the issues and then teach them how to talk to their neighbors and talk to their elected officials to advance sound public policy. You can be a part of it. They have chapters in almost every single state, and you can be a part of your local chapter. Go to AmericansForProsperity.org, AmericansForProsperity.org. Go sign up with Americans for Prosperity. Be a part of Americans for Prosperity. Join your local chapter. You'll get educated on the issues, trained on how to talk to and be persuasive to your neighbors and your elected officials to move the needle to the right with the largest grassroots group on the right. AmericansForProsperity.org.
When the world seems crazy, he'll keep you sane. It's the Eric Erickson Show. Want to be on the show? Come on, be on the show. Call Eric now at 877-973-7425.
Y'all, I got an email from a listener who is upset at me. Oh, my goodness gracious. This is just too much. By the way, start of the program brought to you by First Liberty Building and Loan. If you're buying a building, build a building, or reach out to First Liberty. They can help you. FirstLibertyGA.com. FirstLibertyGA.com. I just listened to you tell a ridiculous story about some guy at the Braves game asking you why you aren't talking about the CIA being behind the assassination of Trump. Notice Randall calls it a ridiculous story. I called in to try to tell you that you're a pompous rear end. And the fact that you laughed at that guy and dismissed him and his idea on air proves that you're not only out of touch with people, but also you're arrogant, dismissive, know-it-all, and aren't doing any service to the public. What makes this incident so egregious is that when I told your call screener that I wanted to comment on that, he asked, "What's your comment?" I told him, first of all, this is what most people believe. And the fact that he's laughing in this man's face, and the screener cut me off and said, "Yeah, because it's ridiculous and I'm not going to put you on the air. Don't bother calling back." Do you think it's an appropriate way to talk to people who listen to your show? Why do you think you're so much better than your listeners? And why do you have people working for you who are that rude? Well, first of all, I don't think I'm better than my listeners, but I do think my listeners are smarter than you, Randall. My listeners know that the CIA would not put up a 20-year-old whose underbite had to be fixed with a bullet to the head. My listeners know that the government is full of incompetent morons. My listeners know if the CIA wanted to take out Donald Trump, they wouldn't have done it in public and made him a martyr. They could have just stuck a needle between his toes where doctors couldn't have found the injection while he slept and take him out that way. My listeners are smart listeners, Randall. Did I laugh at the guy? Well, first of all, I had just come from a guy asking me about the CIA and the FBI framing Donald Trump and immediately pivot within 20, 25 steps to man who believes the CIA orchestrated the assassination of Donald Trump. Of course I laughed and said, "I don't want to be shot trying to defuse the situation." Randall, you moron who has no social skills and doesn't understand sometimes you laugh to defuse a social situation. And only then did I realize the man was serious. And I told him, "No, I don't believe the CIA was responsible for the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. They would not have used a 20-year-old who was a bad shot." At which point the man tried to argue with me that how did I know this was a 20-year-old with a bad shot? My answer? He missed. Some people are unreasonable and crazy. And that Randall would be that defensive because of my handling of someone who came up to berate me in public while I was having a good time. Randall's on the crazy side. I applaud my call screener for not letting him sit on hold for 3 hours. You know, some people sit on hold for 3 hours on this program, and mainly the reason is they call in, they get argumentative with the call screener, he disconnects, they call back to argue again, and so he's like, "Okay," and they just sit on hold for 3 hours. You'd be amazed how that happens. Randall, you should count your lucky stars that my call screener was lovingly enough not to put you on hold for 3 hours, ensuring you never get on the program. And in 3 hours, I would be gone and would have never seen your email to be able to berate you live on air. I'm sure Randall's gone now. We have an opening for a new listener with preferably a higher IQ than Randall who actually understands that if the CIA wanted to take out the president, I mean, look at what they did to Kennedy. They're capable. We got to move on. We got to move on. Bibi Netanyahu is addressing Congress today, and the anti-Semites of the Democratic Party are going out of their way to make sure they don't show up. And anti-Semites attacked his hotel, pouring bags of maggots in the Watergate Hotel to attack the Jews. No, I'm not kidding. They actually did that. I got the details when we come back.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair. We help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.